Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews. We're like a book club for people who hate reading. This month we're doing Grab Bag, so James picked the movie Up in Smoke, made in 1978, and Strain Season 1, Episode 4, and we bring you movie news. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Hello. Stevens. It's the Gruesome Twosome. So here's the description of Up in Smoke with Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong meet up by chance on the highway somewhere in California. They go in search of some dope and are accidentally deported in Mexico. And that's literally the first description.
That doesn't cover their trip back.
No.
Do they get lost in Mexico?
Well, you definitely had some iffy food.
But you know what? I mean, this movie, there have been many, many pretenders, and no one has ever come close to matching these two.
Yes. I mean, you've got, I'm trying to think, in the 90s, you had a ton.
Dazed and Confused?
You had a myriad of stoner movies, and none of them, I think, were any even remotely as good.
And then there was one recently,
you've got
10 years ago, Pineapple Express.
That was the one I've heard was pretty good. I haven't seen it, because you've got
But it wasn't Cheech and Chong.
You've got Half Baked, How High. You've got a ton.
High School High, some shit like that.
And none of them, I'll agree, none of them were even remotely this
quality. I mean, this one has, like, freaking iconic songs, you know, like Up in Smoke. That's where my money goes.
Well, because they did it before anybody, really.
In my lungs and sometimes up my nose. You know? And I mean, is it bad that I know, like, all the songs that they sang in this movie? And in next movie?
Yes, actually.
Like Beaners. Anyway. But, you know.
Great. Like, now we're going to get.
One of the things I was thinking about watching this recently, I mean, the introduction of the fibroweed. Dude, that was like 35 years before they even thought about her coming out with it today. With the wax and all the other crap that they got coming out. I mean,
I think it's a little bit more than 35, but.
Well, they started in the early 2000s.
Well, no, I meant because with it's, that type you know, of this stuff. Was made in 78.
I know, but so what, 98? So 30?
Yeah,
no. In the early 2000s, they started.
So you're saying this movie made stoners want to make a vehicle out of weed?
Probably, because, as you know, they build shit, right?
To quote Dennis Leary, that's the reason he stopped smoking.
But, I mean, like, and then the fact that, like, you randomly quote this film without, like, probably your knowledge. Like, I've used, like, That's False Advertising Man multiple times, you know? There's so much funniness in this film.
I think we should just let the cat out of the bag, or maybe dog. Is the fact this is a movie that I think you can only see funny if you've ever watched it stoned.
Or you've known stoners pretty closely.
Yeah.
That whole scene where they're sitting in the car in the middle of the street and, you know, he's like, he starts freaking out, like, I've never had weed like that, man. I don't know what the heck is going on with that, you know? And then he's like, hey, chill out, man.
My favorite part of that scene is,
and then he gives him the acid.
Here, man, take these. And he swallows
it. Whoa, man, don't take those, man.
It's like,
I've actually had that happen to me. It's not that much funny until you calm down afterwards.
Wow.
But yeah.
The more you know.
You know, there's something I read about this film recently that actually I was kind of surprised by. When they're walking down the street in Tijuana, and they have the burritos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That dog that walks up and eats Chong's burrito, that was a stray dog that was on the set for weeks that walked up and ate his burrito and walked away.
I am wondering how much of this movie was actually ad-libbed. I mean, obviously parts of were scripted, but this isn't a movie like, particularly, I think you could script that well. And don't forget, this movie didn't do really well in the box office.
Oh, no.
It's become
an iconic film.
Oh, yeah. It's beyond a cult classic, yeah. I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say this movie is like a founding of a genre, being stoner films.
Well,
I
mean, yeah.
I realize there were stoner films in the 70s besides this. There were ones before this. But this is, I think if you ask anybody, this is the beginning stoner movie.
You had Reefer Madness.
I guess that counts. That weed was laced with something, though. I've never seen stoners like that.
You know, but you got lots of little sequences that are really funny. Like the one where the CHP officer walks up, pulls the They call it a van, but it was really more of like delivery van or
like a panel truck.
Yeah, panel truck. Thank you. that's more what it was than a van. But where the CHP officer walks up and kind of smells the tailpipe and then comes up. What do you want?
Food.
That was like hilarious, especially with, you know, you got Cheech Marin sitting on top of, or was it the other way around? It was the other way around. Cheech Marin underneath Tommy Chong sitting in the same seat. Like, hey, can I have that hot dog? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I love their faces on that. They're kind of like, okay. Yes, please.
But I mean, there's multiple scenes that they did that were little sketch comedies, like the chick that snorted the Ajax. Just tied through the entire film. On top of that, they managed to bring everything together and have it have a purpose and a meaning.
See, every time I see that Ajax scene, I'm thinking, no, that can't be. Maybe that's just really good coke. And then you watch it again. It's just like, no, that's supposed to be Ajax.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's fine too, which is thinking, man, that chick's done a lot of drugs.
I don't know if she's fine, but that scene where they come up and they got the other chick there that's laughing and freaking out, and that lady, yeah, she's all fine right there. It's like, you're dead.
She, however, has really she has really clean sinuses. So my wife thought she's never seen it before, and so let's see. Wife thought the beginning where he picked up Chong and didn't realize they were being pulled over was funny. And the other question is, how did they get out of jail the first time?
The case got thrown out
because of vodka.
That's vodka, man. Well, I'm not going to say exactly what he said because he cursed, but, you know, that's vodka.
Wait, now you're going to censor yourself?
I've censored myself more than you have.
I can't disagree with that, actually.
There's no argument there,
John. Well, there's 204 episodes to prove it. Yeah.
But the case got thrown out because the judge was an alcoholic, so.
And the funniest thing, I was thinking about this when I saw the movie. This holds up. And the strangest thing is, obviously, this movie wasn't a tentpole. It wasn't a big budget movie, and it holds up really well. Maybe because I think they were really honest.
Yeah,
I mean, you saw was it Cheech? You know, cleaning up a beater, and it just the whole thing was.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, those were waiter uniforms, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
That's... I mean, well, you got, I can't think of his name right now, Martin or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you got that guy, and he's just basically grabbing stuff and selling it to people, you know? It's like the rings. No, it's real. You scratched my window.
there's so many funny scenes like James said. The best scene, I guess, to describe how big druggies Cheech and Chong were when they got the weed from Martin. That black dude walks up, say, "Man, I'm annihilated," and Chong's like, "Man, I'm not even stoned.
I don't feel it. We smoked that entire lid, and I don't feel anything." Well, I mean, the thing was Cheech was pretending to be stoned at that time too. So, you know, it was just kind of saying how big of a stoner Chong was.
Yeah,
and a drug addict, but. I mean, there's little things along with the film, like that he took a Rolls Royce grill off his dad's Rolls Royce and put it on his VW bug.
Still a very hard vehicle to kill. That was the part that made me laugh. It's like, how do you kill a VW bug?
Probably didn't put any oil in it or something. That's what it looked like to me.
It definitely did something. I mean, it's air-cooled. I mean,
but, you know, I probably quote bits and pieces of this movie multiple times throughout the week.
And the song is legendary. The ending song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dun 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 dun.
Mama talking to me, trying to tell me how to live. Dun 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 dun. Literally. Because my head's like a sieve. I know all the words. Anyways, still my favorite line, though, is the whole, my basketball coach don't kick me off the team for wearing high heel sneakers and acting like a queen. That makes me laugh every time. But, you know, I like that as well as when he's kind of making fun of it. At the end, he's like, I only know three chords. And he's like, you just got to act like a punk. And they dressed up all weird. And
And the funny about this movie is, it's a very simple movie. I mean, it's a very linear plot. Basically, the whole plot of this movie is, dude, I want some drugs. It's literally the whole thing. And everything, all the shenanigans happen because of the fact they got he got deported because they couldn't find any marijuana.
Well, what they did was after they got released from jail, and they wake up the next morning and they're like, well, let's go get some drugs. And they have the song Searching Every Which Way. That's the whole movie.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
You know.
And I wouldn't.
Because they're searching for the next high.
I wouldn't even think they're archetype characters because they're very one-dimensional, but they're funny within that, you know.
Yeah, there's actually no real arc that they follow other than, I mean, you get introduced to them and, you know, in the car, he's like, you want to get high, man? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, here you go. Light this up, man.
Dude, it looks like a toothpick.
It is a toothpick, man.
You know? And it's
that's their entire character in the first 5 minutes.
I think it sounds weird, but this is a multi-generational movie. I've had friends sit next to their dad, and they're both laughing at the same scenes, and they both kind of look at each other and go,
it's like,
no, this movie's just funny. Nothing's.
Yeah, it's a hilarious movie that transfers. That,
yeah.
You know, it spans the...
it's just amazing. And it's one of the few movies that I've always been able to tell who's a stoner by watching. And they're laughing. It's like, okay, you've at least seen this movie stoned.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't think it's naturally that funny unless you've known stoners or you've smoked weed.
Yeah. You have to be around it to understand a lot of it, because you get introduced to a lot of different characters, like the lewd chick, the redheaded that they pick up with the blonde. I've known people like her. You know, you honestly have, and it's like you just see a lot of the same people that you're going to meet all over that type of scene.
Right. And when she started busting out that miniature pharmacy,
the cops. I mean, yeah, that one is a whole nother thing. Where the cops are, you know, they're kind of showing how they could be inept, but, you know, they're working on it, you know. But...
I love the scene when the guy shot the tire.
Oh, yeah.
And he
sees my gun.
It's like he's yelling at him, how much time have I wasted? And the guy's like a scalded dog and just going, I'm sorry. Give me the gun.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, all in all, I mean, this one is one of the comedies that, like John said, you can watch it the first time and then you get back to it and you just watch it again and you just still laugh at the same things just because of how funny they are.
And I'm just amazed how well it ages, too. I don't think there's a whole lot of movies that...
Well, the drug scene never ages, John. It's the same people who never grow up.
I mean, but it's more than that. Like, in some movies in the 70s, the way they speak, the way they dress... The vehicles, the sets, everything can age it in one way or another. Even though everything really ages this movie, I think this is such an honest movie and an honest portrayal. It doesn't age that. It ages really well.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. As far as I'm concerned, this is one of the top three comedies ever made. For me, it's like Blazing Saddles, Up in Smoke, and Next Movie are the top three for me. And if you guys haven't seen Next Movie and you watch Up a Smoke and you enjoy it, go check out Next Movie. It's basically their next movie that they did. But
what do you give it?
This is a straight 5 out of 5. This is as good as comedy gets. Like I said in the beginning, there's so many people that tried to do it and they just couldn't match it.
I do agree that nobody's really been able to match this movie, because I think a lot of stoner comedies, they force it way more than they should. Like, was it not How High? It was Half-Baked. Oh, you know, they had scenes like, hey, this is Wesley Pipes. And I thought they forced it so much that movie just wasn't funny. I'll give it a 4 to 5.
Okay.
I can't quite give it a 5, but... He's right. I've known a ton of people like this. It's just like, hey, that's... Oh, crap. I haven't thought of that guy in 20 years.
Well, I mean, I talked to Ryan. He said he gives it 4 out of 5 for being original in the beginning guys of this type of stuff. So, yeah, that's where he went on it.
And we're switching to the TV show. We did Strain, Season 1, Episode 4, and I'm handing it over to James.
So this was actually not the original one I was actually trying to think of, but, you know, is still, it still introduces you to the vampires in an interesting way, and the way they did it, they get into a little bit more detail of them. So I would have preferred to have done season one, episode three, but this one still has its moments of kind of things that probably now, wouldn't be
through this TV show. How close do they stay to the lore?
They do have quite a bit of the lore in it still.
You know, so like the traditional stuff. Do they anything wacky? Like they can't see themselves in mirrors.
No, I don't remember them not being able to see themselves in mirrors. But there is, they have more of a set of like fangs. They have a parasite that launches out of their mouth.
Hey, at least it's not triple, quadruple flames.
Oh yeah.
Fangs.
Yeah.
You get the Lost Boys reference. I mean, come on.
I do. I get that.
No, I'm telling my audience, not you.
No, they don't get that.
So I unfortunately didn't get a chance to watch the...
And with Ryan not being here, so we don't really get more than just my opinion on
it. Yeah, so...
But I enjoyed it. I think the Strain is actually worth a watch. The episode we picked, is the name of it, It's Not For Everyone. And that kind of sums up the Strain very nicely. It's not for everyone, but, you know, it's worth a try. I think it's something that a lot of people may like.
So is the first episode the episode that you think everybody should watch to really get into it? Or is it like episode three, episode four?
I think if you
start
at episode one, it's a good one to get into.
Okay.
So it's a good one to start at the beginning. Now, I do have a little bit of movie news.
Wait, 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. Do you have a comment? Do you love us, hate us? Also, you can keep up to date on everything that's happened. Real Flix Reviews, along with movie news that most of the time we actually do read on the show. The other thing is we do have a podcast that's an audio version. You can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, and more.
So, I got a question for you, John. I haven't heard of this before. Maybe you have. It's a sci-fi type of thing from the early 1970s called Westworld.
Yes.
Do you know they're going to make a new one?
Yes.
And they're actually going to be putting it into more of a TV show as an HBO drama.
Yes, I did hear about it. I haven't heard a whole lot about it yet. It's something I'm familiar with.
The new trailer's out. I didn't have a chance to watch it yet. But it promises violence, thrills, and AI orgies.
Is it HBO?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is them because they're losing Game of Thrones next season. This is their next...
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, I would give it a try, but I wouldn't go for... I think that AI orgies is a little something that I don't really have interest in.
I'm still confused in how that would remotely be even entertaining.
I don't know. I'm at a loss on it. And so there was another film... that I didn't know got released last month, and I'm pretty sure you probably haven't heard of it either, but Anthropoid.
Anthropoid. No, doesn't sound familiar.
Well, it's a true story about Operation Anthropoid from World War II to assassinate SS General Reinhard Heydrich. So, I think it was actually interesting, you know, and honestly, I'm never tired of dead Nazis, are you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
You should check out Dead Snow, by the way.
But it's got, one of the guys in there is actually from, Batman. He played Scarecrow in Batman Begins.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen him doing anything in a long time.
So. No, but he's actually a really good actor.
Yeah, so it was one of those that's like, I've seen these guys, and it's also got Jamie Dornan, who I've seen in a couple other things. I'm actually pulling it up. I thought I had it in front of me, but I didn't. which he was actually a guy in a show I watched. We haven't done it for the show, but it's called The Fall, which is actually another decent TV show. It came out in 2013. But yeah, so it's got some actors that I actually like, and I didn't hear a single peep about it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of it. I'm curious.
Sounds interesting to me. I want to check it out.
And I'm a huge World War II, not fanatic, but I love the history of it. We do have some interesting things on our Facebook page. I posted a couple of Howard Stern interviewing Quentin Tarantino.
I think you've done that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done some of them. I don't know if I did this, these two. It was interesting because he was talking about how he does his movies. Like one of the things apparently he does, and again, I don't know how common it is, but he personally invests in the movies. Say if he wants another 3-4 weeks to finish scenes, to kind of tweak things, what he'll do is he'll pay it out of his back end.
That's nice.
So knowing usually what happens is he pays profits out of his back ends, but ends up making all that money back, especially in movies like Inglourious Basterds, where he made a fortune off of that movie.
Yeah.
So that was something I've never really heard a whole lot of people doing is basically risking any money they make out of it if it bombs.
Yeah, he probably didn't do so well with The Hateful Eight, though.
No, not after his comments.
Yeah, that was a bad choice on his part, but
no,
stars in Hollywood, what do you expect?
And the other thing I thought was cool is AMC theaters are to bring Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka and Blazing Saddles to certain select screens.
On the big screen, huh?
I literally want to see that. We have a bunch of theaters, some theaters by us that actually has days where they play older movies. I got to see the Ten Commandments on the big screen.
Yeah, does the, I think it's the one Regal. In the mall does it, don't they?
That I don't know. Okay, I know the Regal, there's a Regal theater near us that does it, and there's certain movies I've always wanted to see. The Ten Commandments was one of them. So I'm hoping at some point in the future I'll actually get to see this movie in the theaters.
I was pretty stoked when I got to do it with the original screening of, or the original release of Star Wars, The New Hope.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they did that?
Yeah, the only issue with that is that was the special edition.
No, they actually did it one where it wasn't.
Really? I never got to see that one. No, I didn't actually get to see that. See, that would be cool.
It was one of the theaters that closed down really fast up here.
Oh, that's
when we were young, not really fast. I guess it was open for 15, 20 years.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And anyways. Another one I thought was interesting just because I didn't know about this until recently was the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that one.
There's a Beauty and the Beast cable cast reading with Emma Watson and some of the other players in the movie.
Is she going to be Beauty, obviously?
Yeah.
Or why can't I think of her name Belle. Right now? Belle, thank you.
It's actually a pretty interesting, if you guys want to click on the Facebook page, you might have to scroll down by the time you're seeing this, but it's a pretty interesting watch.
All right.
I love table reads. You get to see how they play off each other.
Yeah.
And it's fun because they're not really in character as much.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be an interesting watch.
And see, one of the more funnier things is Arnold Schwarzenegger has a son named Joseph Biena. It's the one he had with his maid. It's his Hispanic son.
Yeah.
The guy looks exactly like him. He did a Terminator 2 remake. It's the scene where he's walking to the bar.
Oh, yes. I have seen that.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious. you guys got to watch it just because it kind of says like how replaceable Arnold Schwarzenegger is, just kind of a big beluga. Welcome to terms nobody uses anymore for 800, Alex.
I'd like to see him do the cowboy western one that was his first film. I don't remember the name of that one. The film
Hercules in New York.
No, there was one that he did where he was the name of his character was Handsome Stranger.
Oh, that's right.
And he couldn't speak any English.
Oh yes, I know what that one is. So
I can't remember the name of the movie.
So we posted a bunch of trailers, and this one of the trailers that actually shocked me is why. Ever heard of a cartoon called Max Steel?
Yes, and I did see that they're going to redo that one.
They're making a live action version of this movie. Now, as far as I know, this was only, at least in the United States, this was a Disney Channel exclusive. And pretty much what it looks like it's about, because I've actually watched the cartoon, it's some kid who somehow, some alien stuff changes him, and he's allowed to do stuff, and shenanigans happen. And I actually don't see why they need to make this.
I don't either, but I think what they're trying to do is, because that generation that would have grown up watching Max Steel would be turning 18. 20 now.
I guess so.
So I guess that's kind of where it'd be. It'd be like some, you know, kind somebody of
a last grasp for
something new that, you know, would grab another group of audience, you know, kind of like what probably people were thinking when, you know, X-Men was coming out and we were all getting excited.
Maybe it's because, you know, how old I am. I didn't think it was that amazing a cartoon. Like Ben 10,
I didn't watch it.
The Ben 10 cartoons, I understood.
I liked some of Ben 10.
That was, I thought was pretty neat. But this was something that it was just seemed kind of a generic alien meets boy meets bad guys cartoon.
Yeah, well, that's kind of all kids' cartoon.
I don't know. I just thought it would be interesting. And do you remember the Ghostbusters release that came out?
No, I would like to forget that, John.
So, they are. Sony is, because the movie bombed, and I'm not talking about bombed, it bombed. The movie did horrible. They are, Sony is actually, they are actually changing the name of the DVD release to Ghostbusters, The Answer Calls, Answer the Call. And I haven't found out.
But it's still using Ghostbusters.
Yes, but I'm more comfortable with it having a subtitle
extra,
that I am
an extra on it. An
yes,
asterisk.
Because yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of like Barry Bonds Baseballs. You know, there's a little thing to know some shenanigans happen involved with it. I'm totally fine with it.
All right.
Don't get me wrong. I'll still never see the movie ever. It's like Titanic.
Interested.
I'll never watch it
again.
Ever. I've never seen it.
Yeah, you watch it. I know you do.
Nope.
Yep, all the time.
I'd
you
rather...
just have Leonardo DiCaprio's drowning scene on replay.
Okay, I have to admit, that's the only scene I've ever seen. Blah, blah, blah. Best acting ever, by the way. So, ladies and gentlemen, next week is Ryan's pick, and...
So he is going to be going with, since John was talking about Arnold, True Lies.
Haven't we done that before?
I don't think we have.
Well, I'm actually kind of shocked at that.
Yeah, so he picked True Lies, and the TV show he is going with, which is in the 1994 True Lies, TV show he's going with is Black Sails Season 1, Episode 1.
Oh.
So.
Sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, I gave Up in Smoke 1978 a 4 out of 5. James gave it a 5 out of 5. Ryan gave it a 4 out of 5. Next week, we are doing...
True Lies.
And...
Black Sails, Episode 1, Season 1.
And as always, thank you for watching.
Goodbye.